Hello, nerds. You're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
Yeah!
Oh, man. If you're wondering what that was in the beginning. Oh, man. I'll have to explain that to you in a little bit, but welcome back. You're listening to the Nerdcore Podcast, a podcast that reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 179, and guess what? We're discussing the Game of Thrones Season 8 trailer today. As always, it is your nerd, Chicano, here to host the show alongside my wonderful co-host, the bearded one, Aemon Targaryen himself. Brad, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Nerdcores. We're about to talk dragons and shit.
Yeah, but not before I introduce our wonderful. This ain't even a guest, bro. He can't be a guest. He's just back. He's back. 150 episodes later, we have ourselves the return of the Brown Bambino himself to the Nerdcore podcast, the main podcast. Hailing from the Nerdy Chicano show, Land Lover from that show with me, where we literally talk about the stupidest shit we can come up with in our minds. He's here, and he's ready to rock your world, baby. Everybody say hello to Luis, making his return.
Yo, guys, what's going on? I don't know what the fuck that was, but...
Daddy's back. Daddy's home.
Daddy's home, guys. What's up?
Yeah.
Yo, I was trying to find the fucking Space Jam song, the theme song, but I couldn't find it in time for you to introduce me. So just give me a quick second.
No, bro, we're gonna get copyright. Slam now. We
got a real jam going down. Everybody put your fucking hands in the air. Yo, I wanted to get that real quick, but I couldn't fucking find it in time. But it's cool. What's up, guys?
As long as we don't play R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. But yeah, that first one, I'll do. Oh, man.
Did he end up going to jail, that guy, R. Kelly?
Oh, he's on the brink of going.
He's being prosecuted.
At the moment. Okay.
He didn't have enough money to pay for bail, but then some church got some money to bail him out.
Why would they do that?
Yo, that's
crazy. Why would you do that? Why out on the streets?
I don't know, man.
Goddamn pedophiles.
But man, look, we have him back, Luis. How you been? How you feel? How you feel to be back on the main podcast?
Dude, it feels like me going back to church, bro. Like, yeah. Honestly, I feel blessed.
Hashtag co-creator. Blessed. The co-creator of the Nerdcore.
Yeah, but you guys are the OG motherfuckers though. Like, yeah. Even though I was, you know, the first one or whatever, you guys like carried this shit out, and I'm fucking proud of you guys. And keep going. I'm not. Oh shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Am I supposed to? Can I not cuss in this one?
No, you can cuss in this one. Fuck.
Okay.
Fuck. Fuck, man.
Okay. No, shit. Well, you know what?
Can I cuss on this one?
You guys are fucking amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. And fuck the haters. That's all I gotta say, guys.
Oh, thanks, man.
Luis.
Thanks, Luis. Oh man, dude, with the gun, can I cuss on this one?
Fuck yeah! You do whatever the fuck you want on this. Just don't play music.
Just don't play music. I'm gonna get fucking copyright. Oh man, but hey, man, what's it called? Last week, I know you guys didn't get a Nerdy Chicano Show episode, but we'll be giving you one this week. Hopefully, by the time before I leave, because probably have to do it on Friday afternoon because I'll be leaving Friday night. I'm going to go to my aunt's house and then going to go and leave to Bronzeville on Saturday morning, I believe. But watching Captain Marvel on Friday night for my birthday, you already know. And nice. God, man, you know, I'm glad to have Luis back in here. Daddy's home. He's the original.
Yeah.
He's the guy, and you heard him in the beginning. Before we start, because I, you know, this one's a little bit more structured than fucking Nerdy Chicano Show, but how was Chato Days?
Yo, bro, are you fucking serious? Dude, Chato's Day was the absolute best. It's honestly, it was the best time I had in a very, very long time. Like, yo, like I don't know if Brad, do you know anything más o menos about like Charles Day?
I think I've explained. I do not. I explained it to you before?
Yeah, but I probably wasn't listening to you.
Let me explain pretty briefly, pretty like fast. But Brownsville is where we live, right? So where I live, which is Texas, which is the U.S., right? And there's this other city right next door. It's like 10 minutes away, 5 minutes away. And that's in Mexico, and it's called Matamoros, right? So Matamoros and Brownsville, like these two cities are like intertwined, right? Like they're like chicle. And this festivity that happens on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday pretty much is used to signify our relations with one another between the U.S. and Mexico. And it only happens in this city, in Brownsville and Matamoros, right? It only happens during this weekend. And like, it's a lot of fun because there'll be parades in the mornings or in the nights. And then there's like other events throughout the day. People dress up in charros, which are like Mexican cowboys, or they'll dress up as like Native Americans, but like from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go out at night, which is called Sombrero Fest, which is like this event that everyone goes, and a bunch of popular musicians come out, and like they put live music. There's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of like, it's like this really, really big festival, and like literally most of Brownsville goes there. So it's like packed up the ass, but it's like beautiful because everyone's like in their best. Everyone's wearing, you know, their cowboy gear, and everyone's like in a really good mood and shit. And like, and I went for 2 days. I went on Thursday, and then I went on Friday to the Sombrero Fest. And dude, it was so much fun, dude. But like, I drank a little too much like during those two, but Jesus Christ, it was like the most fun I've had like in quite a while. Like, yeah. It's definitely something that like, if you go, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to have a good time. Cause like,
it definitely sounds like a party that I'd be interested in.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge party, dude. Yeah,
and I'm from a border town, so it's weird. We don't have any of the same kind of, you know, rituals or festivals like that. Cause that sounds just like a good idea.
Yeah. It's a beautiful mixture of like of Mexico and the U.S. This is like, we're all so connected here. And it's like beautiful to see, and you'll see everyone here. You'll see the firefighters, the police, all in the parade, and different schools, different bands, like pretty much a lot of people go there. And we'll have this one special person, like they'll call him Mr. Amigo or Miss Amigo, or whatever. And they're like famous people that come down, like celebrities or whatever. And they'll be on the honored guest of that year or whatever. Cool. This year, I'm not too sure who the famous person was, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, dude. It's a lot of fun. I was going to bring up something, but, Brad's an honorary Latino. He's one of us.
For sure.
First of all, I
eat enough Mexican food. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. First of all, he's never punched a hole in the wall.
No, no, just my wife. Which, also, you know, that fits the whole Latina category.
No,
so,
no.
You know.
And then second, the guy likes menudo and I don't like menudo.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's more Mexican than you, Raul.
Yeah, hold on. And then third of all, I don't think he's ever had a cum sock. What's it called?
What?
A cum sock.
Cum sock?
What?
A cum sock.
I don't believe I've ever had one of those, no.
All right, cool, bro. You're not that type of white boy, too. All right.
Oh, cum sock.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what he's talking about, but no, I'm not that type of white boy. I've never gone to that far into bruh.
Yeah. But yeah, those are three reasons, man. I mean, first of all, the most important ones, he never punched a hole in the wall. So, you know, that's like a significant trait that's been like proven, by the way.
You know? My anger has never got to that level. Also, I am a happy drunk.
Okay. Yeah. So, Brad. Brad's an honorary Latino. I can just imagine Brad at Sombrero Fest. So. Oh, my God. That would be a sight to see, Brad.
Yeah.
Well, you probably waste a lot of money there.
A beer in one hand, a burrito in another.
There's no burrito. There's tacos, bro. Tacos.
Tacos. Tacos work.
Yeah. No, fuck the burritos, bro. There ain't nothing like that down there. It's all tacos.
I mean, as long as it's tasty food, I'm good.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but look, man, happy you're back, Luis. Well, happy you're back with us because you were here the whole time, but
yeah,
you know,
man.
You know,
I'm not dead.
You were just too busy.
Luis is always around.
Luis is always just lingering
in our hearts.
That's what I like about these sudden appearances from Luis. You never know when he's going to show up. It could be 150 episodes later, or it can be 28 episodes later. It doesn't, I don't know.
But now we got to get him on the ladies of the Nerd Course.
Hell yeah.
Since I'm the first to go through that.
Yeah. You wanna go on and talk about periods next week?
Honestly, I'd be down. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I've already been cordially invited. So
we're talking about women's health. I think I'm gonna do pretty good on that one.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. Luis is a nurse. Yeah. Well, not a nurse yet. I mean, he's on the way there.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Luis knows a little bit something about health and stuff. But yeah. Look, I'm really, really, really excited to start this conversation. I know you guys are like, when are they gonna talk about Thrones? I'm like, okay, we're about to start, man. We're about to start.
That's how they all sound.
Yeah. Dragons.
Damn it, why don't you talk about Xbox on Gamer?
Dragons, bro, dragons.
Dragons. So just going to put it out there, guys. If you have not been caught up on Game of Thrones, we're going to be talking about your spoilers. Yes, I know you guys are like, hold the fuck up, guys. We're barely going to do the season 6 recap. No, bro. Okay, I know, but we finished our rewatch, and Brad finished his first watch already. So, you know, all of us are pretty much caught up. So, you know, just click off here. If you don't care, then go ahead and keep listening. But we're going to talk about the trailer.
Are we going to be doing some predictions off of this?
No.
Out there predictions? Because I have one.
Okay, we can do one out there prediction after this. But okay. I mean, we're going to do the preview episode before April 14th. Yeah, we're probably going to look, to be honest, we're probably going to have Luis on a lot of those episodes because we're going to start doing the coverage and shit. So, but look. Sure, I'll give you all one prediction after, but I want to keep those, you know, thoughts until we do the preview episode. So, you know, some of you who don't want to hear about the trailer, then just click off. But other than that, we're about to get into this baby. But yeah, the spoiler warning is in effect in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so if you have been living under a rock today and you don't know, the Game of Thrones Season 8 trailer dropped out of nowhere today. No word was said. Yesterday we got the, today that we're recording, yesterday we got the EW first look. We had like all the pictures of the portraits of the people and stuff and the cast and crew. I mean the cast. That's all we got. And then today in the morning we get our trailer for Season 8. And oh my god. Well, let's go ahead and take it step by step here. I want to go through like what we saw. And then I want to talk about, you know, what we're thinking about this stuff. But we open up with a voiceover of Arya. You know, she's like, you know, I've seen death. It has many faces. And it's really interesting to see the first part, though. It's her running scared, which we haven't seen Arya scared in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Considering she's become like the ultimate assassin.
Mm-hmm. And then she's saying her voiceover, and then she holds up the dagger. I believe it's Dragonglass or the Valyrian steel dagger that she has that Bran gave her. And she says, I'm looking forward to meeting this one. So it's obviously meeting the Night King or the White Walkers, the others, however you call them. Because the book gives them like a shit ton of names. Then we go ahead and see a bunch of stuff, dude. We see a lot of really big things that I want to point out here. Look, I'm going to actually play the trailer in the background because I'm not remembering everything. And it's weird because I've watched this trailer like how many times now? But yeah, look, one thing that I do want to point out that really, really stuck out to me is that she's not running down. She's not running in the battlefield. She's running in the what looks like it's going to be the crypts. Did you guys
notice
that?
Or a castle. Is it crypts or a castle?
The crypts are the underground parts of the castle. I'm also following along here. We also see...
It's underground for sure.
Varys. We see Varys and the kids, women and the children underground as well. And then Davos on top of the... looking around the castle walls. I want to point out the big stuff that I wanted to talk about that's following this part. April 14th, of course, guys, April 14th. And look, the Iron Fleet, we see that shot of the Iron Fleet.
Yeah.
So where we end with season 7, Euron goes on orders of Cersei to meet the Golden Company, because Cersei bought mercenaries from Essos to help her out, because she's not going to be sending her army. She's not going to be sending the army to the north, because she's because basically she's like, why? So that way I can lose all my army, and so that way when we've won the war, she can just, you know, Dany can just turn back and just come and fuck me over. So she's going to stay put in King's Landing, and that's why she ordered the mercenaries to have an extra reinforcements. So we see that Iron Fleet probably coming back from doing that, and we see more of the Golden Company with those mercenaries, and that one guy right there, I believe that is the guy who controls the Golden Company. And I was watching, Luis, you watch Emergency Awesome, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. The one that does these like reports right on YouTube.
Yeah, he does like all the trailers, talks and stuff.
Yeah.
Something he said really stood out to me. He said, and I think it's from the book, that most of the Golden Company is made out of the Targaryen bastards that tried to do that one rebellion in the books. So if that's the case, and that's what they use in this season, I have a feeling what he said about the Golden Company turning their backs on Cersei and aligning themselves with Dany because she's of Targaryen blood. That's very, very interesting. What do you guys think about that? Guys? Guys?
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm here. Okay. No, I was paying attention to what you were saying, but...
Yeah.
What's called... Yeah, it's interesting that you said that. Sorry, it's because I was looking at the trailer at the same time as you were explaining all this.
Yeah. So, Brad, did you get to hear what I said?
No, I wasn't listening to you.
Oh, God, Brad. So, yeah, I said that the Golden Company, from what Charlie said on the video, and I was going to do some research as well, that the Golden Company is made up of those Targaryen bastards that tried to do that one rebellion and they didn't succeed. So... could we see a change of allegiance from the Golden Company when we find out that, you know, Targaryens, there's another Targaryen in Westeros, you know, it's Dany's back, and then we possible of Mr. Jon Snow, aka Aegon Targaryen the Seventh, who is a Targaryen as well, half Targaryen at least.
I definitely see them turning, because that's truly who they believe their leader was, and they've only been bowing down to the strongest this far.
Yeah.
Because they have to.
Should be very interesting to see what plays out with that. And then the next shot we see, we got our confirmation, guys. Just like I told everybody who was worried. Luis, I don't think you were worried, right? That Beric and Tormund didn't make it?
Not really. No, it was kind of like, yeah, I knew they were going to make it. I mean, at least to this season, yeah, for sure. Yeah, if they need to kill him off, they'll probably do it in this one, but
yeah,
doubt it.
It's the golden rule of TV and movies. If you didn't see them die, they didn't die.
That's what I think. It's kind of like the Jon Snow thing, where like you're like, oh, he died, but then there was like rumors and shit, and they're like, wait, but did he really? And then like, it just not really.
But Brad, I know that I think we've talked about this before, like in private, that you said like, oh yeah, Tormund and Beric had to be alive. We didn't see him die. It was probably a bunch of red shirts that died.
Yeah, and I mean, in any Game of Thrones, if you don't see them die, they're not dead yet.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is Ned's alive.
That motherfucker got his head chopped off, bro.
Yeah, but Jon Snow got stabbed like 17 times. Hey, what's up?
We didn't see Jon die, technically.
And in the shot, the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch is there with them. They're probably on their way to go and tell Jon that the wall is down.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might just be, because it's another underground shot. They might just be entering the crypts or something, going down to talk to John. Look, either way, let's keep on going with this, but probably on their way to talk to John about that the wall is down and that they're coming. And a very, very interesting voiceover from Bran on this one. He's talking about everything you've been through, everything you whatever, it's all led you to come back home. He has to be talking to John there about what's it called, about, you know, coming back home to the north, but it's very interesting that the shot that it turns to next is of King's Landing. And if you guys don't know, the power that was at King's Landing was the Targaryens. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see the shot that they chose after that. And
technically, Jon is Targaryen, so yeah, that might be his new home.
Yeah. And we see Cersei with, I can't remember his name. Kyber? Was it Kyber?
Oh, the creepy dude?
Yeah, creepy old
the
dude. Maester.
The weird maester.
Yeah. Her hand as well.
Zombie Mountain.
And then Zombie Mountain. Yeah, Zombie Mountain in the back. funny thing about Zombie Mountain, they did those interviews. They were like, about how you feel about how you feel about the new season coming up. And everybody said something, and then when they turned to when they put on the EW report, when they put the mountain, he had no words to say.
Was it just like a weird emoji face?
It was just like dot dot dot.
Yeah.
And obviously, the next shot is of a little boy watching as the Targaryen army is coming through, the Unsullied, and it's Jon and Dany, and then the dragon coming through. Sansa being so surprised to see the dragons. Like, what the hell? There's dragons?
Of course, there's dragons.
And then another one, an interesting shot with Dany going down to the crypts with Jon. Obviously,
at that point, Roll.
What's up?
Just remind me, because I need a little refresher, because I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. At that point, he realizes that that's his mother, right?
Well,
no?
Aunt. You mean aunt?
Aunt. It's yeah.
He no. That Jon Snow. That's his. When this right here, this scene right here, when he's in the crypts, and Dany's right there looking at him, and he seems sad. Does he realize that's his mother?
Who, Dany or Lyanna?
No. Jon Snow. Minute 55. I mean, second 55. When they're in the crypts, because Jon Snow, right? His mother, his true mother, is the Stark.
Lyanna Stark.
Sister.
Lyanna,
right.
Yeah.
At that point, because I don't remember at the end of the season, does he know?
No, that's his mother.
Bran.
Bran's the only one that knows.
Bran tells Sam. Mm-hmm.
Bran tells Sam, but Jon Snow still doesn't know.
No, because
no, you're right. He doesn't. That's when they were sleeping, right?
With each other. Yeah, remember, because it literally cuts to them getting ready to get them fucking.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
but dude, that's weird. Yo, incest.
Then with Tyrion just sitting there.
Like a creeper.
Just watching the door shut, yeah.
Yeah. But it would be interesting. I don't know if in this shot is when he found out, but.
Because he looks pretty sad, that's why.
Like, that makes sense, because they were going to tell him.
And then obviously we see Gendry around there. They're probably making the dragon glass into weapons, of course.
Yeah.
We see Jorah and then Grey Worm going in for the kiss on Missandei.
Yeah,
dude, Nathalie Emmanuel, that's an amazing woman right there, dude. It's the best. She's the best. And then somebody fighting. I don't know if that's Jamie, but we do see a shot of Jamie.
It is Jamie fighting.
And then this one at 106 is really interesting. It's an empty the throne room and the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
And if I can see correctly, it is the guy from the Iron Bank with Euron next to him meeting with Cersei.
And yo, I can't even see that shit.
I'm like looking at it clearly, oh, trying to.
I'm expecting the shit out of it, yeah.
Yeah. But the next shot is what really has me kind of. Because look, we haven't even done the season 7 review yet. But I have my thoughts because I've rewatched the whole series again. And I actually do believe that Cersei is pregnant. And this next shot of her holding wine, and if you look at her eyes, she's crying. I think, and I'm going to spoil my prediction for the end. I think that Cersei is actually pregnant, but her child is stillborn. I think her child ends up stillborn, and that's why she's drinking wine, because in season 7, she didn't even want to drink the wine that Tyrion offered her. You guys get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
I don't agree with that either.
So
I have a different theory.
No.
What do you think she's crying about then?
I think, now, this is out there, but bear with me. Arya becomes Cersei. And when she does that, she realizes she's killed everyone on her list and she cries a tear.
You really think that Arya's going to kill Cersei?
Yeah, I think she is going to take over. And then the Starks have basically checkmated everything. Other than the White Walkers.
Dude, Brad. Fucking genius, dude.
Damn, that's some crazy shit. That's a good one. That's a good one, Brad. All right, this next one is a beautiful shot of the two dragons just going around the north. Really, I really like the way they captured the difference in color of Rhaegal and Drogon. Because obviously Viserion's dead. Well, zombie dragon as well. Because, yeah, that's the Night King's dragon now. And then, once again, that shot of Arya that we saw in the last little teaser of her looking at the dragon. Obviously, that's in Old Town as well. When either she's looking at the dragon or she's looking at Jon. That's one or the other. And then, Grey Worm. And an old fashion of Ned, who, you know, of, I would say, uncle now. Yeah, uncle of John. John mm-hmm. is at the God's Tree. Yeah. That's where we see Ned most of the time as well. And in the books, he's always there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I like those callbacks to the first season. So then, you know, it's Jamie saying that he'll always fight for the living, that he made a promise he has to keep. And then mm-hmm. John and a couple of other Targaryen soldiers just storming what looks like it could be the crypts as well, or the gates. And this is my oh shit moment. We see a little bit of Sansa for a little bit. And then my oh shit moment is Dany and John approaching the dragons. I definitely think they're going to fucking... John is riding Rhaegal for sure. I have to... He has to ride that fucking dragon.
I agree with that. I agree with you there. He will be riding the dragon.
Yeah. And more fighting. And then this nice shot at 127. It looks like Dany got some bad news. Look at that face. I think that's when she finds out that she just fucked her nephew.
Jesus Christ. I think maybe, yeah.
Or I mean,
fucked up.
I think that just fucked her neighbor and her nephew. And then we see Tyrion and then the dragon. And what do we have next? We have the Unsullied and just the whole cast basically there. Getting ready. Jorah. And then there, the last shot is of the undead horse. Which is not the Night King. I don't think that's the Night King. Because the Night King at the end of season 7 flew in on Viserion. I think that's just that one White Walker.
Yeah, probably just the soldier.
Yeah, one of the soldiers. Just the one that's always hanging out with him. So, yeah, guys, that's the trailer. Going shot by shot and talking about what was on it.
Now, going back to my theory, I'll only say this. If you go back to since the 1920 second mark,
yeah,
and she goes, I look forward to this one. Remember, she takes the faces of all these people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm thinking she's looking forward to taking that face.
Yeah, but I mean, also could it be that Jon told her about this evil, you know, and the fact that she says she's seen death, it has multiple faces, but mm-hmm. she's excited to see this one. This is something that Arya's never seen. You know, the only Stark that's ever seen the White Walkers are Bran and Jon. You know, Sansa hasn't seen them either. And then obviously everybody else that was at that council meeting in the end of season 7, but I don't think Arya is talking about Cersei there. I think that she's talking about the Night King and the White Walkers.
I just find that just kind of boring because everyone's going to end up seeing the White Walkers. I find that kind of boring in a way.
I think it is because then why would you put that after her running through the tunnels with blood and mud all over her?
Because I don't think she's in the tunnels. I think she's in King's Landing in the castle.
I don't know, man. That was hard for me to believe. But it's because, you know, last season was a lot of fan service. I don't think they'll do that this season and actually have Arya kill Cersei.
Now I
agree with Brad.
Now go back to 9 seconds and see there's a window there. Crypts don't have windows.
Luis, what do you think?
I just wanted to agree with Brad, and I feel like how Cersei's gonna die is by the hands of Arya for sure, and I think that is probably Arya, like wearing the mask, because I know at the end it's gonna be a mind fuck where they're just gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, kind of how did she kill this other motherfucker?
Yeah, the Red Wedding.
Walder Frey, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Where we're all like, wait, what? And it was so fucking random. It's going to be like that with Cersei.
The best opener to the season, too. That one's one of the best openers.
Because we're all expecting either Jon or Daenerys to, like, somehow come and fucking kill her and be like, here, this is for my family or whatever. But I don't think it would make too much sense, because I think that they're shifting their focus on the dead White Walkers instead of Cersei. Yeah.
And so because Arya goes off to assassinate Cersei, who's been on her list since, like, season four or some shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking too.
I don't know. I just can't do with that, but I mean, it's fine. Look, I can understand where you guys are coming from. I don't think that that's the case with Arya. I think I I'm going to shut up. I want to do my preview and talk about all my predictions and stuff like that, but I don't know, man. I have a hard time believing that. I also don't. I think that Cersei. I don't buy.
No, but go to 108. I don't buy. Go to 108 and look at that little smile.
I don't know, man. It's just, you know, Cersei is so far gone that she's the type of girl that would probably be smiling after she just lost her damn child. You know, but I don't know, man. It's hard to really base it off here, because I have a feeling that this is just stuff from the first three episodes, to be honest. What do you guys think? I don't think they're showing us everything.
It looks too cold because she's obviously in King's Landing, and winter takes a little bit longer. Well, I would assume, it takes a little bit longer. So, well, remember, but it looks pretty cold there.
Remember that in season 7, at the end of season 7, when Jaime's leaving King's Landing, it's snowing.
Oh, you're right.
Remember that. But, you know, sir, I don't buy the fact that Cersei could have a change of heart. I don't think that we're one bit. Maybe she's crying because the Golden Company decided to go with Dany, or maybe she's gotten the news that Jaime died in the battle or something. I don't know. It could be the possibilities.
Do you think that the fight is going to reach all the way to King's Landing?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's going to stop at Winterfell?
No, I think they lose the battle at Winterfell. I think that's an early battle. I think they lose the battle at Winterfell. Yeah. I think that's why Jon is running down to the crypts in that one shot.
For what?
Because I think they're going to have to evacuate people through the tunnels. Because remember, the crypts are actually tunnels that go underground of Winterfell to travel out. I think if this battle is in the beginning episodes, like around episode 3 or 4, I think they lose the battle at Winterfell. I actually think that Winterfell is going to get destroyed, bro. Like, they're going to have to leave the ancestral place. Because they have been enforcing the idea that a Stark needs to be in Winterfell for so long that...
Yeah,
I think that this is about to get destroyed. Like, obviously, it's not going to be all destroyed, because you never see the White Walkers actually destroy a place, you know.
So who's dying there? Is Jon dying there?
No. I don't think Jon.
No, well, not really.
Jon probably gets pushed back to King's Landing.
Yeah, they're going to have to get pushed back, and I think that's when they're going to have to start convincing Cersei, like, hey, it's real. Like, this shit is real. Like, this is everything we thought that we could do. We couldn't hold it back.
But honestly, from last season, can you really convince Cersei of anything? To me, she would just kill them all if they're running to King's Landing.
Yeah, because she had been shown that they're real presented, remember, the dead thing, and she was still like, nah, fuck the truce. I still want to be the fucking queen. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so I don't think she really gives a shit if other people die, as long as she's still the last person on the Iron Throne.
Yeah. But that's where my thinking, Arya takes Cersei's face.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then the Stark own King's Landing.
It's just, I can't buy
and
that.
So I think, no, think about this, maybe, like, so here's another theory, right? So she'll kill Cersei, right? And now that she's me and she fight with, you know, with Daenerys and Jon against the White Walkers. And then that's when they fight. And then that's when they use all the forces of the Lannisters, et cetera, to fight. I don't know. My theory.
Yeah, guys, your theory, yeah. I can't buy that, but look, I like to answer what Luis said. I definitely think that Winterfell is not totally destroyed, but it's like, you know, they're going to have to be forced to retreat to King's Landing.
It's the first to go.
Yeah, it's the first to go because the walkers have been built up. They've been really built up. And
especially with that dead dragon.
Oh, yeah, with that fucking dragon. You know, with that dragon, the Night King can go all the way down to Dorne. So, man, this is a really good trailer, man. I wish I could give it more thumbs than I have. And I'm really excited for what this brings, but, you know, I can't believe it's ending, man. I really can't believe it's ending. Brad literally got into it last year. I urged him to do the watch, and he wanted to not watch it. He said, there's no way, man. I want to wait for it to end. I'm like, dude, you can't do that because I need to do the coverage for season 8. And I'm glad that you got to it, Brad. But, look, like, I guess, Luis, you're the only one who hasn't given an out-there prediction. To end this, what do you think? Like a prediction. What do you think from one thing that you can think is gonna happen from watching this trailer? Brad already said. Brad said his.
It's because what I was thinking too. Like I said, at the end, and like you want me to give a prediction of what's gonna happen at the end and what's gonna like that's it. That's where it ends.
No. Like I said that I think that Cersei's kid comes out stillborn and she's actually pregnant. Brad said that Arya kills Cersei and takes her face. And
that was with Brad. Like that's my thinking with Brad because I actually agree on that one. But apart from that, like I said, my theory is she's going to take over the body. I mean the face or whatever. And then she's going to be able to control
the army,
the Lannister army. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I mean, that's another way. That's kind of smarter because, you know, there's no way that Cersei sends that army.
No, for sure. She'd rather die, which is what's going to happen in the hands of Arya. But here's the thing. The only one that's going to be able to defeat the Night King is going to be Bran. There's like some going on. He's going to like, I don't know what he's going to do. And purpose. I mean, there's a reason why he's been alive for 7 seasons and he still hasn't died, right? He's the only male Stark available, right? The only one left, the male ones.
The male Stark,
John doesn't count. John doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because he's Targaryen mostly because that's his dominant thing. But I think he serves a purpose. And at the end, he's going to take back Winterfell and then he's going to continue his Stark when they eventually win. I don't know. Yeah. My theory.
And then, you know, I'm reading this other theory. So, spoiler, on Bustle.com, Arya actually kills Jaime and takes his face and then kills Cersei.
I don't know. I don't, like a double whammy.
That one seems more out there to me than her taking Cersei's face.
Yeah.
No. But think about it like this. You're kind of on the right track because Jaime did kill the last king. And what if Jaime or what if actually Jaime did kill the next queen or whatever, which would be Cersei? It would kind of be fitting of his character.
Queen Slayer, dude.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I mean, Cersei has gone. Well, I wouldn't say that Cersei's gone a step over Aerys because Aerys wasn't the best king. You know, he did a lot of stuff. He was going to burn all his people, but Cersei blew up and killed a percentage of her people, too.
Yeah.
But, look, it's going to be really interesting to see where this season goes. Of course, after we do the season 6 and 7 review this end of the month, we're going to go fully in coverage. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. And then the week before season 8 premiere, we're going to do our preview episode. We're going to do 10 things that we think are going to happen. We're going to talk about the season and what we do. Everything you can imagine. We're probably going to have a second trailer by then. If not, then this is the only trailer we're going to get. And I'm fine with that. This is a really good trailer. But
get the docking.
It's
just one more month, dude. Just one more month. Mm-hmm. Just one more month.
The week after the premiere, 2 weeks after the premiere, we have Endgame. It's going to be, look, April is going to spoil us so bad, dude. Like, we have Endgame, we have Game of Thrones, we have Shazam. it's gonna be in a crazy week, but
Luis... Yo, I'm popping boners left and right, dog. Hell yeah. I love April.
Luis already got his subscription back. He's got the service again.
Hell yeah.
We're ready. We're ready. We're gonna do those episode streams right after we watch them. Look, all I'm telling you guys, the night is full. The night is dark and full of terrors. The great dawn, ooh, the war for the dawn is coming. The great war is gonna start. And oh my God, it's gonna be a stressful season. I think the thing that has me the most scared, I mean, not the most scared, I think the reason I'm feeling so much emotions right now is because this is confirmation that it's ending. You know, like, everything's been leading up to this. This story's about to end. And I know we have our prequel series, but watching this series has been one of the greatest things on television to me.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's my favorite show on television. So,
I understand the hype.
Yeah, you understood it 100%. And Luis, you know, you were a fan before me, and you were really into it too. And you're like, you dude, like when I told you, when you told me, dude, you need to watch Game of Thrones. And then, I mean, well.
I remember that shit, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. And I wish we could do the premiere party like I did last year with season 7. But oh well. Some things we can't do, my friend. But yeah, I'm really excited for this season. Super, super, super excited. And we'll see what happens. But that's been the episode. And I want to thank you all so much for listening. Go ahead and leave a rate and review on your podcast app of choice if you would like. Please, please, please leave a 5-star review on your iTunes reviews and put your social media in it so I can promote you. And you can get some free press right here, man. We don't have to ask for us. So, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at @TheNerdCore_, Instagram @TheNerdCore, Facebook page, The Nerdcore Pods. Thank you to our Patreon supporters so much for being wonderful people. You all make these shows happen. And I want to give a special shout out to our Patreon exclusive producer, Grayson Barker 98 on Instagram, WordArtHitman 98 on Twitter. Thank you, Grayson, for being an amazing Patreon producer. Thank you so much. And along with a shout out, he gets pins and stickers as they're made and a postcard from us here at the Nerdcore podcast team every month. If you want to be a producer, go ahead and go to the Patreon at www.patreon.com/thenerdcore. CORPS, guys. And you go and pledge to the $15 tier and you become a producer of the show. As well as go to road.com/myroadcast and vote for us in the My Roadcast competition so that way we can win some cool microphones and stuff and all that. Either way, I'm happy that I got the interview kit because I need that for my documentary. And just go and vote for us, guys. It would mean a lot. I'm going to shut up about that until March 22nd, so you got to deal with me for a little bit more. But in the meantime, I want to thank Luis for joining us. Thank you, Maester.
No, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. The Brown Bambino, the King Slayer, because he slays all the time. Oh, yeah. Thank you for being on here with us. And Brad, Maester Aemon Targaryen, the rightful heir to the Iron Throne, because you're the oldest Targaryen, you know, until you died. But then, Brad, I guess the only thing we can do is to send him into the crypts.
All right, Ro. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to the OG Luis for his triumphant return to the Nerd Course. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to all our Patreon supporters. You make us better. And in the next episode, we have a face-off. Young Yoda out.